Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimolli. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimolli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolli hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. There goes Landis. The throw from Sullivan to Causey, and Landis is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Del Greco moves to third. Cimoli moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Del Greco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0 for 2 in the game. Pena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Fox reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Causey applying the tag. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 3 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Essigian reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essigian moves to third. One out. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Jay Hankins pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essigian scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.